I'm going to take you to KwaZulu-Natal next. Speaking of ships, I mean, wasn't this an alarming thing? Luxury leisure cruise liner company MSC Rules causing quite a lot of concern and consternation yesterday when it set off with hundreds of passengers on a four-day trip from the port of Durban yesterday. And that was just a day after President Cyril Ramaphosa came out and banned non-essential travel. It really made no sense to us whatsoever that they were taking off on this trip. It was a really risky thing to do and, in my opinion, went against all good judgment. But they went ahead with it. The company has suddenly had a change of heart today, and it's decided to heed the warnings, not just of the country's leadership, but obviously of the medical scientists who've advised us that all large gatherings over 100 should be halted. Now, Nkosiko Naduma has been on that story for us since yesterday. He joins us with a further update today. And Nkosiko, hi. I mean, it's still hard to believe that ship left the port yesterday after all the warnings that were given. But what has prompted MSC Cruises to suspend its domestic departures from now on?
Hi, Joanne. So the managing director of MSC Cruises, Mr. Ross Falk, is saying that they are realizing that they cannot put the lives of their guests and crew at risk. He's saying that he has been engaged by the government officials, and upon their advisory, the company MSC that leads in South Africa has decided that it is not wise. Oh, it's not safe to carry on with the trips, and therefore they've been cancelled, and all of the trips that have been scheduled for this cruise season, which ends in April, have all been cancelled. Joanne.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. What is the duration of the season? When does it actually end in Nkosikona?
Okay, so this season, which we're currently on, which is the 2019-2020 cruise season, it is supposed to end on in April. And Mr. Falk has also informed me that all the people that had tickets to go onto this, all the remaining passengers or people who are supposed to go on the following trips, actually have been given the opportunity to be granted a full voucher to the value of their trips, and they will be allowed to sail with the company at the next cruise season, which commences in November. Joanne.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. At least people won't lose out there in Nkosikona. But what about international trips?
Okay, so what we understand is that globally, MSC is also implementing these measures. I mean, it is also taking up. I mean, South Africa is, although we have this problem of coronavirus, it is not as big as if you compare it with other countries like Italy. So where the company has decided like a total shutdown. But what it seems like the MSC is doing, it is really studying and looking at the behavior of governments, because it only took this decision in South Africa, particularly after President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that non-essential travel is essentially prohibited. And that is the trend that we're seeing with MSC internationally, is that they're taking guidance from authorities. I mean, it was obviously bizarre yesterday that the story had to break out in the media before actually MSC had a change of heart today, saying that, well, they're listening to government. It's just that yesterday they're actually a bit confused.
All right. Interesting indeed. So we've got no update at this point from in regard to the health of all the hundreds of passengers who got onto that leisure ship yesterday to head for Mozambique and Nkosikona. Are we to assume that everything is all right from a health point of view on that ship?
Well, what our understanding is that everyone who boarded the ship was first and foremost screened. So what the authorities from MSC are telling us is that they prohibited anyone who had recently traveled to the high-risk locations. So what they're saying is that everyone who went on board, who traveled, who's on that boat that's going to the Mozambican island, was essentially screened, and they on board, they're trying to make sure that all the health standards are actually being upheld. What we do know is that those people will be coming back to the port of Durban on Friday. We're still waiting for guidance from authorities as to what exactly will happen, when those people actually have to come back. Because we do understand that people who are on that vessel, who are obviously going on their recreational tours, it's not just South Africans. I mean, there's a lot of international guests that are on that vessel, and it's not really clear whether or not those standards have really been held as the MEC has told us, Joanne.
All right. Thank you for bringing us that update. And Nkosikona Duma, EWN reporter, live to us from KwaZulu-Natal.